Hello and welcome to D12 Go, the game where you pick up a D12 and just go. If you don't know the rules, buckle in because you're about to learn some. You can find this on, I think it's itch.io and what's the other one? Somebody help me out. Drive-through RPG, that's the word. Look for D12 Go and you can pick up your own free copy for free, or you can pay Brad like we all did. We are going to be rolling up a random game and then playing it, because that's like literally how easy this game is to pick up. So, we should probably introduce so people know who we are. Hi, I'm Waffles. I'm a comedian here in Otutahi, Christchurch.
Hi, I'm Sammy D. You may previously know me as Dusty. I am sometimes a mess.
Nice.
And today, I don't know what we're going to be doing. It's fun.
Well, to counter that, I'm Amy and I'm always a mess, but that's okay. Last time I played with a raging fever, so I might actually remember this game this time.
Awesome. As such, would one of you two lovely people like to roll me a d12?
That's a 5.
That is a 5. Yep, we are facing sorcerers today.
Oh, this sounds familiar.
We faced sorcerer. Well, I ran sorcerers against Amy.
Excellent magic.
All right.
Yes, let's see how different this can be.
Let's. Can someone roll me a d12 and see where we're playing?
Okie dokie. That is an 8.
8. Ooh. Secret government site.
Oh my goodness.
This is all random, people, we swear.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, somebody roll me.
I juggled a 4.
Juggled a 4. That?
Yes.
Your heroes for hire.
Ah.
This is all working out too suspicious.
Weird. Random plug, Heroes for Hire, also a very good podcast. Check them out. 4-year anniversary of their show is coming up, or probably has already been, but a couple of Irish lads talk about comics and movies and nerd stuff. Awesome people, definitely listen. Hashtag not sponsored. And just would somebody please just roll me one last cheeky little d12?
I got another 8.
Another 8. Cool. That is for me to know and you to find out.
Ho ho ho, secrets.
Do you want us to take off our headphones so you can tell the audience at home?
No, we'll find out as soon as we start playing.
Ooh, everyone's
in the same boat as
yes.
us.
The power that the GM has. Brilliant. So, you're fighting sorcerers in a secret agent site. Your heroes for hire. Who are you? Let's figure that out. Who are we playing today? First, we should probably figure out what level you're going to be. So level 1, you're weak and squishy. Level 5, you're, you know...
It's our first day on the job. Oh, no.
I was going to say, if we're heroes for hire, do we have experience? Like, are we awesome heroes? Are we new heroes that have somehow ended up going against the government on our first job?
We have dice. We're going to let the dice decide this. I'm going to roll a d10.
I am all for that chaos.
I'm going to roll a d10 and then divide it by 2. And whatever it lands on, that's what level you're going to be. So, you're level 1.
Yay!
Yeah!
You little squishums.
So first day's on the job.
Yep.
With the on the intern program.
Yep. Level 1, so your limit is 1 plus your highest. Your stats...
Basic interns that can hero.
Yeah.
Maybe we're actually on like a job interview to become heroes for hires. Like this is our test to see.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
This is our first mission.
Your first day
trial
on the job.
Mission.
So
now there's always this trope where there's a strong one and a brainy one. I don't think we should do that this time.
Aww.
I know, but there's always a strong one and there's always a brainy one.
Well, what do you suggest then?
Well, I don't know. What other dichotomies are there that we can pick on here? We could have one that's like really good at Bond and one that's really good at agility, because that's basically just like a Jackie Chan and insert the chatty one that goes opposite him.
Yep. Depends on what movies you do.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
We could just have someone who's just the complete klutz, and then the one person who's actually serious and actually wants this job, and the other person who's like, I don't want to be here. I don't know. I do like the idea of the ninja and the clown or something.
The ninja and the clown, the ninja and the clown. One is quite serious, the other makes him frown.
Alright, so we've got the name of the episode.
We got the theme song, it's all come together. Alright, rolling with it, ninja and the clown. Who are you and who am I?
That's an excellent question.
Do you want to roll for it, since we're going with this thing?
Yeah, sure, dices.
Dices?
What kind of dice should we roll? 12, of course.
Of course. Alright, so should we say higher gets the ninja, lower gets the clown?
Yeah.
Oh, I got a 5.
I got a 10.
Alright, I am the clown. Okay, the charismatic one.
Cool.
Yes.
I better be onto it today with fun liners then. Ugh, pressure.
Under pressure.
So is this going to be the musical episode as well?
It might be. This might be the musical episode. I might have a certain kind of energy. I should drink more sugar.
Yes. I'll keep drinking my coffee.
So I have to make a ninja-based character. I think at level 1, how many points do we get?
A total of 2 for your main stats, and then 7 for specialties.
Okie dokie.
So, quite weak.
That's not a lot for stats.
No, might be some negatives.
I will not be brawny.
Also, nothing higher than a 3.
I'm going to dump stat brawn immediately. I will be also dumping my bond, because I'm a ninja. I'm the knight. I'm, just full of myself or fizzy drinks. I don't know.
Man, level 1. We're so squishy.
We are squishy.
I love it. All right, so it's 2 points that we have total, correct?
Yep.
Excellent. I think I'm good. Much quicker this time. I've gone for -3 in agility, 3 in bond, because I'm the charismatic one. I've got 1 in brains, -1 in brawn, 0 in precision, and 2 in senses. So feeling that I'm a little bit of a klutz, but I'm cute, so it's fine.
Yep, the math checks out.
I've gone for a 3 in agility. My bond is at -2, my brains are at -1. My brawn is at -2. My precision is at 2, and my senses are at 2. As I feel that makes me a better ninja and a worse person.
Yep.
I have my first broad spectrum specialty, which will be the Way of the Ninja, which I think can be shoehorned into almost everything I do.
I don't know. It doesn't sound very very, very ninja-like to me. Yeah. But we'll see. I mean, we'll see how it plays out.
We'll see how it comes up. I'm going to need some more. I'm going to need something to... I almost need a skill that's I'm just that good. I think that could cover everything else.
This is where I struggle, is coming up with the specialties, because they can be everything and anything. You're like, and then coming up with cool names. But
oh my god, that's the perfect trio of skills. Everything, everywhere, and all at once.
I'm a bagel.
Items and game changers, just wobbly eyes. That's all.
I think I'm going to give myself the specialty of, I don't know even what to call it. You know how...
Oh, you need japes and shenanigans.
Wait, what?
you're a clown, so you need some kind of japes and shenanigans that will allow you to pull a gun out of your pocket and go bang and scare someone with
it. I was kind of thinking finger guns, but then I was like, no, I've kind of used that last time. What if for some reason I am a literal clown and I can make like balloon animals?
I thought you were.
much just
I thought
getting,
we were
like,
going literally.
I'll go literal clown then. Why not? Yeah.
Why not? Stick Fantastic. To thing.
Okay, I'm giving myself balloon animals. I don't know how this is going to work, but I'm having balloon animals because...
Yeah. Yep.
Oh my god, tiny car could be a specialty. And it allows you to have extra dimensional storage. And we can all just hide inside like a coffee cup or something.
Wait, so was Doctor Who just a clown and the TARDIS was his clown car?
It's like his shoes, bigger on the inside.
Does
pretty
that
big
mean,
shoes to fill.
Does that mean his screwdriver was actually like his shiny red nose that you can't be without? Oh, goodness.
Okay. I'm really stuck on a second and possibly third skill. There's going to have to be at least three because I have 7 points and maximum of three in each.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've got a second one. I don't have a great name for it, but I'm just going to call it entertaining presence because, you know, clowns, it might be used for distraction, it might be used for persuasion. I don't know. But clowns are entertaining.
There they are.
I've got it. I've got ninja fight. I've got ninja. God, spelling's hard. ninja flight, and ninja might.
Sure.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah. With the intention that fight is my fight stat. Flight is a. Possibly flight, maybe just dexterity, I'm not too sure. It could also be a get out of jail sort of thing. And might will be because of willpower or something.
Yeah. And also accounting for the fact that we're both not particularly strong and we might need something.
Oh, God, no! We're interns!
Yeah,
God.
Exactly!
I've just written in my notes, weightlifting contest, question mark?
Can I make the weights out of balloons?
You see, my ninja might would allow me to outweight anyone.
Yeah.
I am a patient killer. I want some gear. I want like
ninja stars.
Yeah,
nunchucks.
We gotta have some ninja stars.
Yeah. I'm still trying to come up with a third specialty.
So what do you have? You've got the. Okay.
Balloon animals.
You've got the clown car.
Entertaining presence.
Oh, the entertaining presence. Yeah. What about, what's the word? Little squirty flower thing. Pranks.
Oh, yeah? Yeah?
You know, clowns often are pulling fast ones on people and pranking and...
Jokes.
That's and jokes.
That's my shenanigans.
And... Yeah.
Yeah. I'll just call it jokes. I don't know, but we'll see. I mean, half the fun of this is you don't know how you're going to apply a specialty until it comes up, so...
Oh, yeah.
That's what I like. All right. Items. Well, if I'm a clown, I obviously have a clown costume.
Yep.
But it's going to be an adorable clown costume, because why not? It's not going to be one of those oversized ones. It's cute, and it's full of lace, but still with a bright nose.
The big question here... Obviously, are your characters humans, or are they something else?
Are we playing? At what time frame are we playing? You know, where are we playing?
That is the. Well, I've got written down secret
there
government
is,
site.
There's a secret government site in another plane of existence.
I feel rude playing in that plane of existence without Ruby, though.
No, you don't have to. I'm thinking, like, this could be Area 51. You could be aliens if you want. This could be, underneath the Pentagon. You could be playing a robot. You could be playing, some sort of experimental gelatinous cube that grew sentience.
I was going to go with some kind of goo. Some kind of slime ninja.
So it's up to you. You could just be human.
Oh, God. How did I not see it? I could be like a pineapple or something, and then I'd be a fruit ninja. Not sponsored. Hit us up.
Yeah, if you want, you can be a little pineapple with legs. Or not, you just jump around stealthily. Yeah.
Just roll. Just it smash cuts to the enemy's watching down the hallway as this pineapple rolls into view.
I mean, as someone who's allergic to pineapple, I mean, it would be a way to go. It's certainly a way to take care of people.
Oh, goodness.
Well, pineapple rolls in this. It's like, what's this little sponge and starfish doing here?
Oh, goodness.
I want to go with being some form of non-Newtonian fluid. Some sort of oozy jelly creature.
Cool. Are you an alien? Were you made in a lab? Are you nth dimensional? Where did you come from?
The question is, where did I go?
My question is, can I squirt you out my squirty flower on my clown outfit?
And if you roll high enough, anything's possible.
Maybe that's what happened. Maybe you just didn't squirt your flower in so long that some algae grew in there, became sentient, and turned into the lovable slime creature. Yeah, no, maybe not. God.
My precious creation, I will protect you forever. By making you get a job.
No, it is I who will protect you.
So the CIA was doing clown science.
Oh, well, I was kind of thinking I could be an alien, but the planet is literally clowns, and so I arrived looking like a clown, but it's actually just like, it isn't face bone, it's just how I actually look. And I'm like, cool, I'll just pretend I'm a clown here because this is how it works.
If you want to be. That works, yeah.
Alien clown.
Alien clown, alien clown, and science goo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Maybe I was like a cream pie that was left out, while you were in stasis, and an entire race of cream pie based people evolved.
There are so many dirty jokes that could be made with that.
Nope, we're just a single entendre here. It's just nothing but a...
Yeah, nothing but a good, clean cream pie.
Yeah, the one that gets splattered all over someone's face. Very humorously.
Yeah.
Now,
oh, God.
The final and hardest question that I'm going to ask you for this prep session.
That's right.
Your names. What are you called? What do I call you?
Random name generator.
Of course, what else?
Alright, so we got the ninja being called random name generator. Okay, that's
no, no. People tread lightly when they hear the name of Lemon Meringue.
Lemon Meringue. Love it.
Oh, goodness.
Now we're looking up clown names.
Oh, we are, because this is what I struggle with, his name.
John Wayne Gang.
Oh, I kind of like the first name Luna. That was one of the first names that came up. I was like, that's kind of cute. That'll work.
Luna.
But then I feel like I need an L last name, and there's only one last name that's been stuck in my head, and I'm like, nope, we're not in that franchise.
Nope.
It could be like Luna Loopabout or something.
Yeah.
That works as a clown name.
I like it.
Not that I'm particularly agile, but I do tricks.
Yeah. Cool. So we got Lemon Meringue and Luna Loopabout, the secret agents on their first day of their new job.
Heroes for hire.
Yep. I think we're about ready to play.
I think we are.
I think so.
Very good.
So without further ado, we should take a little break.
Yes, I need to refill my water glass.
I need more coffee than the 5 cups I already have.
Oh yeah, that's five is nothing.
I have all my drinks because I've been too busy talking to Sup. We'll be back shortly after these
messages.
Few days. Oh, messages. I don't know.
Brad, get messages.
This episode was brought to you by Friendship.
It makes life more than existence.